Now, you ought to know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Wide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Great to be with you. Looking forward to talking to you at the familiar phone number of 866-96-TALK-CARS. Let's see who we have on the line. I'm Dave Serio. Who is this?
This is Mike. How are you?
Hey, Mike, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Nice to be here.
Oh, that's good, sir. Good, sir. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop has joined the show. It's a good morning, by the way, to all of our folks listening here on You Ought to Know at Free Talk 930 WFMD. Phone lines are open at 866-96-TALK-CARS. And, Mike, what do you have for us today? You've got a tip of the week, and you also have some car shows coming up. What do you have for us, sir?
All right, we're going to talk about convertible top care because I recommend that about every 6 months, and this is coming up on the fall, so
yep.
Spring and fall make it easier for you.
Yeah, well, this is a good time to do it because right now you're probably going to be seeing a lot of hardship on convertible tops or cars that sit outside this time of year.
Yep, exactly. So the big thing is when you go to and you park your car somewhere, unless you're going to be 2 or 3 minutes, put the top up. That keeps it from the vinyl tops from getting creases and cracking. And it keeps the cloth tops from getting wear marks on the side. Very unattractive.
Gotcha.
You want to condition all the weather stripping. You don't want to use Vaseline, anything petroleum-based. Use a weather strip conditioner or a vinyl and rubber dressing and make sure that's done. Clean out the wells that the top sits in, like where it top folds behind the seats. Clean that out occasionally because you'll be surprised how much debris gets down in there. And then you want to clean the tops thoroughly. Now, if you have a vinyl top, you want to use a cleaner design for vinyl convertible tops. I don't recommend any all-purpose cleaners or household cleaners because it just dries out the vinyl, causing cracking early. And if you have a fabric top, you want to use a cleaner specifically for the fabric tops. And when you do this, you want to have a soft brush and you want to go from front to back. You want to don't cause any abrasion marks on the vinyl tops, and you don't want to cause any snagging on the cloth tops. And then when they're thoroughly dry, you want to add a protectant. I don't recommend for the vinyl tops any kind of vinyl interior dressing because all it does is when it rains on it, it runs down the side of your car and makes a mess. So use a protectant designed for convertible tops, either fabric or vinyl. You can find them in the big box stores. You can find them online. There are coatings available for that are very easy to do and spray on and spray off. And then the biggest thing is when you're done, if you haven't covered the windows, which it'll probably tell you to do, you want to clean that stuff off the windows as soon as you're done putting the protectant on because once it dries, it becomes a bear to get off the glass.
Gotcha.
And then park it out in the sun if you can, and that'll help cure the coating or help cure the protectant, and then you'll be fine. And if you do that every 6 months, your top should last you the life of the car.
Yeah, and that is the key thing, too, because people who don't usually do any type of maintenance or have any maintenance done on their tops are the ones that usually end up paying the $4,000 to $5,000 due to shrinkage or just deterioration, and that's an expensive deal.
It is. And on the modern cars, then you probably have to go to the dealership and have the top reprogrammed to match the car. So, you know, it just becomes one expense after the other.
Exactly. All right. So we got a couple car shows coming up. We've got about 3 minutes. Car shows coming up, correct?
Yes, sir. I'll do these real quickly because we only have three of them. So we'll go. This weekend is Corvettes at Carlisle. And this is absolutely gorgeous weather for Carlisle. You never get this at Carlisle. It's always screaming hot and muggy.
Yep.
So if you're a fan of the plastic cars, this is the time to be there.
All right.
And also, I made this mistake at the earlier show.
Right.
And I went back and checked. They have two different dates on two different websites. So we'll blame it on them.
Okay.
Okay. Sunday at the Classic Muscle Cars Under the Stars at the Timonium State Fairgrounds from 6 p.m., and it's rain or shine. I don't think we have to worry about rain. Free for cars to get in. I'm assuming spectators will have to pay admission to the fair.
Yes, I think they do, yes.
Okay, and then this evening in Mount Airy, we have the Chewy's Performance Center open house from 4 to 9 p.m. at 8 Park Avenue in Mount Airy. And I also heard on your earlier show that the town is having celebration also.
Yeah, the 125th anniversary of downtown Mount Airy, and they're having a big celebration too. So that's a lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah, so that means there'll be lots of good food and drink there available.
Then
also tomorrow, Sunday, we have from 10 to 2, the Chesapeake region of the Antique Automobile Club of America is having their show at the Baltimore Museum of Industry at 1415 Key Highway. And that should be a really good show. That's the same club that we had at the golf course, and it will be a lot of really nice old cars.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Well, we're glad we straightened that out. It is Sunday for the Timonium Fairground Show, and that's a fun thing to do, take your car on the infield. So definitely well recommended.
Yep.
All right. Mike, thank you so much. Your contact information, 410-833-1632. The website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. And if you're not already, please follow Mike and Lena Lambert on Instagram and Facebook at The Shine Shop Auto Detailing. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it, buddy. You have a blessed day, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. Always a pleasure.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Mike Lambert from The Shine Shop. Taking a break. Back in just a few moments with your phone calls and more. This is You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Well, we danced in the back of the pickup truck till the sky turned to roses. Then we drove into town and we danced some more till the barrooms all were closing. And that red dress, baby, that your sister made, when you dance, it sure looks fine. And when we've both grown old and we're looking back on these wild and reckless times, are these the best days of our
You know, Vern, timing is very important, and that's why you should buy your Tyson's Toyota during the last 10 days of the month. That's when they're overstocked. That's when they've got to meet their quotas. That's when you can have your choice. That's when you can dictate the terms. They're just a bunch of wimps. Now's the time to strike at the soft underbelly of Tyson's Toyota. What about the salesman? Don't worry about the salesman. Any one of us can whip a salesman during the last 10 days. Know what I mean?
The incredible one-of-a-kind Jim Varney. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means You Ought to Know, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's go to the phones. We've got Eileen on the line. Hi, Eileen. How are you?
Oh, just fine. Thank you very much for taking my call.
My pleasure. What can I do for you this morning?
I have a 2015 Forester Subaru 2.50 Limited.
Yes, ma'am.
And the spring has broken on the driver's rear, and I've driven it up to the dealership.
Okay.
And they're telling me that it is not under warranty.
Okay.
I only have 12,700 miles on the car.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm up in my years, so I'm a careful driver.
Sure.
So is this a common problem with the Subaru, or is this a defect? And
I was concerned
also about the charge of $570.
Okay. Have you already had the work done?
No.
Okay. Well, first of all, I would recommend talking to an independent shop in your area and get an estimate first before you say yes to the dealer. It does not have to be done by the dealer. If they're not going to cover it under warranty, then there's no reason for them to do it. Now, in saying that, I really think that they should help you out unless they can prove somehow that this was done by a vandalism or not vandalism, but, you know, an accident, meaning hitting something. They should cover at least part of this. A lot of times what they'll do is they'll ask you to pay for the labor or you pay for the part or whatever the situation may be. But they should be willing to work with you on this. With only a 12,000 mile on the car, that is outrageous. I have not heard of this particular problem on that vehicle, but this does sound like a defect to me. It does sound like it broke on its own, and I don't think you did anything. Nothing that you should do in regular driving should cause that to happen. So I believe it is a defect. What area of town do you live in?
Frederick, Maryland.
Okay. I would talk to the guys at Dynamic Automotive. Whatever Dynamic you want, there's four locations. I would let them take a look at it first and give you an estimate. First of all, I think they can save you some money if Subaru is not willing to do that. But also, they could give you an idea of why it happened and maybe help you out with Subaru in this. So that's what I would do. I would recommend taking the car over to Dynamic Automotive. They've got four locations. They've got the one in Frederick. They also have Urbana. They also have Liberty Town and my mind's gone blank. I apologize. New Market. So they've got all four locations, whichever one's closest to you. And I would recommend taking it over there. Let them take a look at it. Let them give you an estimate also. And again, I think they could probably help you in determining what caused it.
So is my car drivable then?
It is.
Even though one spring is broken?
Yes, it's drivable for you know, short locations like that, yes. Wouldn't take it on a road trip right now, but you're going to be fine for just local, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dave.
Okay. So sorry to hear about that, Eileen. And that is very unusual for a Subaru, and more unusual for a Subaru dealer not to help you out. I really am surprised that they're not willing to help you in that circumstances.
Okay. Well, we'll try to work with them.
Okay. Larry, good morning to you, Mr. Larry.
Good morning, Dave. Always great programs. I really listen to you all I can.
Well, thank you, sir.
Anyway,
I appreciate that. Yes.
Here's a crazy problem I have. I've had it for quite some time.
Okay.
I got a 98 Explorer 4.0, and it's got about 198,000 miles on it. Okay?
They do get their miles, no doubt about it.
You know, I actually purchased another one. I also have a 99.
Oh, good. Very good.
I love them. Anyway, here's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. Whenever I'm making a left turn, especially when going after a stop sign or going through a stoplight, or when I decelerate to maybe 20 mile an hour, 30 mile an hour, and then have to accelerate because I'm going up the mountain,
right,
the engine cuts out. Sometimes I just take my foot off the throttle and it'll come back on again. Other times, now it's gotten to the point it won't even come back on. Throw it in neutral real quick. Start it and go. And it's just a safety concern I have now of cars,
sure,
following me. Now, and I have a local shop here in Sharpsburg, Maryland.
Right.
They've done all my work for years. They really know what they're doing. And it's very infrequent when it happens. They kept it for 2 weeks and drove it off and on.
I'm going to ask you, you say it's a weird thing, and I believe you are. That is true that it is weird. But I'll ask you one question. How many keys do you have on your keychain?
Just the Explorer key and the key fob that comes with it.
That's it.
The doors.
That's it.
Yep.
Okay.
Nothing else.
All right. Because sometimes people have either too many keys or the keys can actually get caught on the steering wheel as it turns,
uh-huh,
and it'll turn the car, yep, off. I've had that happen, yep, to customers before. So, okay, you've done the right thing by only having the single key and the key fob. So chances are that's not touching the steering wheel.
Okay.
The only other thing that I can think about is that when you're power steering to the left, you may be causing the idle to drop just a little bit, and it's enough to cause the car to stall. The idle, and your computer is not going to recognize that, okay? Because the reason why the idle may be low is it could be what's called a throttle body. Your throttle body may need cleaning. Throttle bodies, like your fuel injection system, it looks like the carburetor, and you get a lot of buildup in there. And when you get buildup in there, it knocks the idle down. And when you make the turn, you're putting pressure on the system by turning the steering wheel to the left. Maybe the rack and pinion may be a little weak to the left, causing the power steering pump to work a little harder, and it causes it to stall. That's where I'm thinking that.
Well, they have, in the past, they have taken care of the throttle body, plus cleaned that all out. The guys know what they're doing. They've been
well. Tell them to look at that again and check the idle. Maybe the idle itself is just a little low, okay, and just that extra pressure from the steering and also the turning at the same time has caused it enough to stall. I mean, that's all I can think about. There's nothing doing with steering or turning left that can cause that other than dropping the idle down.
And what it does, Dave, it doesn't even miss. Shuts right off.
Yep.
I mean, it's instantaneously.
Right. Well, that's what would happen if the idle went too low, gone. And then starts right back up without a problem.
Fantastic. I will pass that on. And these guys are great. They're going to lose more hair than I am right now trying to figure this out.
Well, I've lost all mine, so don't worry about it. 35 years in auto repair, that'll do it.
Less maintenance and less cost.
There you go. Well, wish you best of luck.
All right.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you, Dave. Have a good morning.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm Dave Serio. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, it's Craig.
Hey, Craig. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I tell you what,
yes.
Debbie Williams has a beautiful day.
Yes, she
for
does.
The last
God
PTS
has blessed her
family.
On her last one. Absolutely, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and can you imagine? It even rained yesterday, so that way the dust isn't going to be as bad on
right.
in the infield. You know, for the rodeo that they
right.
have there,
exactly,
and on the track there, right in front of the stage, and so that starts at about noon, and that kind of kicks things off. And then the event goes all day long. And what's really cool about that event is there's something for everybody. And with the price of admission, which all that money goes to the charities that the PPF supports,
right?
Everything is included. They've got all kinds of food, Coca-Cola products, so on and so forth. The main event, the concert that starts at 5 o'clock, the main event, that is all included. So it really is a good deal, even if you weren't considering all the money going to charity.
Well, yes.
It's still a good deal.
And the 100% going to charity is something that we really need to emphasize because it's just unheard of in today's world.
That's right. And unfortunately, as of the end of this calendar year, it's going to be going away.
Yes.
Unless somebody does step up. To continue it on. I mean,
I would love
Debbie
to have,
Williams has been doing.
Yeah, I would love to have a large church in the Frederick area be willing to take that on, using their folks that they already have in place to be able to run that. Because this is something that really should not have a demise. But you know, things end, as we know. You know, we're big boys. We've had that happen to us before, and this may happen here. But Debbie Williams has done one great job. With this
27 years.
That's amazing. It really is.
And, 27 years. That's just incredible.
That's dedication. So, but anyway, yep. I went on Friday morning on Bob Miller's show, as I do every Friday morning at 6:40 a.m. We talk about cars and stuff like that. And I just talked about this because this is how important this particular one is. And I'm just so thankful that beautiful weather has embraced this particular event for this last time because it's deserved. The Lord knows what he's doing.
Absolutely. And so, folks, anybody that's listening, if you have not been to a family fundraiser phenomenon, or if you have been, you definitely want to make it to this one.
Can you hold just a moment, and we can get you back at the end of the break to talk about some other things?
Sure, sure.
Okay, hold on 1 second, Craig. We'll be right back with you, buddy. I'm Dave Serio. We're taking a break. Back in just a few moments with your phone calls and more. You're listening to You Ought to Know, right here, of course, on Free Talk 930. WFMD. I'm driving in my car now, anticipating fun. I'm driving right up to you, babe. I guess that you couldn't see, but you were under my wheels, honey. Why don't you let me be?
Misty guys at the faculty mixer.
Oh, you should have been there. Dessert was bananas. Sorry, that was misleading. The dessert was pie, but the pie was bananas. Actually, the pie was cherry, but the taste of the pie was bananas.
Yeah, those mixers are such a waste of university money. If they spent less money on frivolous nonsense and more money on science, we'd all be better off.
You're a theoretical physicist. What more do you need than an office and a whiteboard?
Someday, my new formulas on entropy decrease due to quantum decoherence will need to be tested, and that will require funding.
Your theories are pretty abstract. I wouldn't even know how to design an experiment to prove them.
Says the experimental physicist. Well, I know a place the university can make some cuts.
Bye, Leonard.
One second. He's got a point. In order to corroborate your string theory research, you'd have to create a black hole. Wouldn't that destroy the Earth?
Well, perhaps. But we'd all go to the grave knowing I was right.
I guess you could create a contained microscopic black hole.
Huh. Interesting. Welcome back, Leonard. Sorry, you're out.
What did I do?
Exactly.
Well, the Big Bang Theory ended. I'll tell you, a lot of people were like, wow, went number one. That's the way to go. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's get back to the phones, and Mr. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com is on the line. So we also, have, of course, got the big show that's happening. They're actually 11:30. The doors open at the fairgrounds. What else is going on in the Frederick area, mister?
Oh, by the way, they do have a car show there today as well.
Oh, yeah, the Golden Gears having their car show there, which is always great. So you got the Golden Gears, you got the rodeo, you got Joe D. Messina, who's very, very good, and a cancer survivor herself. This is going to be a great day.
That's right, and you got all that entertainment for the kids.
Yep.
And if all that's not enough for you, at 8:30 p.m. at Adventure Park USA, they're having their movie night.
Oh, yeah, that's always great.
You can go finish up the day after your concert, you can go over and watch a movie.
Sounds good.
So we've got a back-to-school bash also at Adventure Park on the 26th. And then we've got a paint night, same place. They're smart. They're getting their events in here.
Yes, sir.
They've even got something on Labor Day. At the Shamrock Restaurant, they've got something on September 5th, some live entertainment. Now, I'm reading these events at Facebook.com/Frederick County, Facebook.com/Frederick County, and then just click on events, and they're all listed there. The Little Gym is having an event on September 6th. Their events are always a lot of fun.
Yeah, they keep pretty busy with events. Yes, they do.
Yeah, Old Mink Farm, which is a really cool place up here in Thurmont. It's like a really, almost like a resort type RV park. Uh-huh. Most people stay there for like several months, and it's very nice. They have a lot of events there, but they're having some kind of an open event there, a mountain mystery weekend event on September 6th to September 8th. So I'm not sure what that's all about, but it's posted here. But if you're interested in that sort of thing, definitely check that place out because it's really cool. It's almost like your own Camp David, right?
Gotcha.
It's like really well done.
Without the security guards and Secret Service, yes.
That's right. It's still pretty secure, though.
Yes, I understand.
So then we've got Thurmont Main Street Farmers Market on the 7th.
Yep.
We've got a bunch of things. We got a Wings and Wheels Expo at the Hagerstown Regional Airport. Those events are really cool. They bring in some vintage aircraft and a lot of cool things. That's on September 7th. So all of these events are coming up.
Yep.
We're also going to have not too far around the
for all the latest information that's going on.
I think I might have lost you, Dave.
Okay, well, hopefully we're still here. Thank you, Craig. I appreciate it, buddy. All right. Well, we'll get back. Let's see Frank online. Frank, are you there, sir?
This is Frank. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing well. Good to talk to you, sir.
Good talking to you. I got an interesting kind of a challenge for you here.
Okay.
I wound up having some thunking, and that's the best way, almost like a chatter thunking in what seemed to be the rear end, but it literally sounded like it was coming up the aluminum tube on a 2002 drive shift for a Chevy Avalanche two-wheel drive.
Okay.
And I first thought maybe it's a backlash issue, but then I discovered the Universal was a little sloppy.
Gotcha.
So I changed it out.
Right.
And lo and behold, it was so tight that it just didn't seem right. I still slapped it on in, figured, oh, it might loosen on up. And it really didn't. So I wound up going back and getting a different universal with the right chasing stamps on it.
Great.
That was exactly like the one I took out.
Right.
And replacing it now, it's loose, it's free moving like the universal ought to be, but now I have some serious vibration at about 65 miles to 75 miles range, just noticeable vibration and harmonics, I guess, taking place. And I'm wondering if there's something that's a telltale there for you.
Well, 65 to 75 usually means wheels and tires. Okay, honestly, I know that doesn't make sense because you just were working with a drive shaft, but normally a 65 to 75 mile an hour problem with vibration usually is wheels and tires, especially if you're brave enough to go over 75 and it goes away. But
it doesn't really go away over 75. I drive the roads in Maryland and Virginia, and everybody likes to get fast, but press up to about 80. And the tires, I just went through a front end or full four wheel alignment,
right,
which I would have thought would have maybe helped. No, that won't
help with vibration, no. But another question I have for you is, when you had the drive shaft and the other U-joint in there that you felt was tight, did you drive the vehicle for a while with that?
Yeah, I thought it would loosen up, but it didn't, so I went back the very next day.
I probably
wound up putting about 200 miles on it, thinking it would loosen up, just never did.
You may have damaged your drive shaft. It may need to be rebalanced. And there's very few companies out there that do that anymore. I know that there was a company called A1 Drive Shaft in Baltimore that did that, but very few. But it sounds like to me that the drive shaft itself may be damaged because of that U-joint.
Oh, my. And another thing that might tie into this, the spline off the rear of the transmission.
Well, let me do this.
Yoke goes and eats up there.
Frank?
Is there supposed to be any play at all in that?
Oh, give me one moment. I've got to put you on hold because I've got to take a break. But when I come back, we'll talk about that, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay. That's Frank will be back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and this is You Ought to Know. Free Talk 930 WFMD.
I walked into this little bank on the high street and said, is there any way a person could cash a personal check? She said, sure, Dick, how much do you need?
Wow.
I almost fell down.
Wow. Well.
In Scotland.
Absolutely.
That was.
Well, you know, we always talked about that man that was in the film with the flying car.
The flying car.
Imagine such a thing.
You know, the British have been kidding me about my Cockney accent for 40 years
now.
I
wasn't going to bring it up.
You know why?
Right.
They gave me a coach who was Irish, Pat O'Malley.
Pat O'Malley taught you how to do the voice in Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
That explains everything.
Of course.
One and only Dick Van Dyke. Man, I'll tell you, what a funny man. And it sounds like a very sincere man, too. Don't know him. But, man, it sounds great. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. And that means You Ought to Know. Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's get Frank back up on the line. Frank, we were just talking about the drive shaft in your vehicle and how possibly that wrong or the wrong or the in the drive shaft U-joint that was possibly defective may have caused a problem. Right. I was told by Jose, who's coming up next on the line, that Fleet Pride is a company in the Frederick area that does balance drive shafts, and that may be the people to take it to and have them check it out.
Okay, Fleet Pride for that. And then the question we left on was a question about the transmission spline. Mm-hmm. Is there supposed to be any play in that at all?
No, not supposed to be, but I don't think that would cause that problem that you're talking about right now. So I think the problem is in the drive shaft. I could be wrong, but I would definitely take the time to have the drive shaft removed and send it over to Fleet Pride and let them take a look at it.
Okay, and the first comment you made was it was possibly tires. Could that potentially be a balancing issue?
Yes. If it's a lot of times, but you mentioned that it didn't go away at a higher speed. Most of the time you see with tires and wheels, a vibration will hit between like 55 and 75 miles an hour. You start feeling a little bit of a 55, and then by 75, it's pretty bad. But then at 80, and again, I don't recommend this. There are speed limits in this country at 85, but not around here. But if you do 80 miles an hour, usually it starts to go away. And that usually means tires and wheels. But I would say because of the problem that you had, it probably is related to the drive shaft.
Okay. Yeah, it seems to be fine up to 45, 50 miles an hour, maybe even 55. It seems to be fine, no right. noise. And then at 60, 65 to 75 range, it's just it's noisy and it's you feel the vibration.
Yep, I would check that drive shaft out first.
Okay, well, I really do appreciate it, Dave.
My pleasure, Frank. Good luck, buddy.
Enjoy your weekend. Thank you.
Bye. As mentioned, we've got Jose, the one half of the dynamic duo. Good morning, Jose.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. You let Todd go on vacation? What were you thinking?
Yeah, he had to go. He's down south exploring with his better half.
There you go. I tell you, well, you know, he needs a break, even though really the original break he got was getting the job with you in the first place. But it's good that he got another one. There you go. Very good. So,
yeah.
Jose, how are you?
I'm doing well. We're busy over here at the Liberty Town location doing all kinds of work. This Saturday, it just broke loose, so we're on the run.
Well, that's a good thing. A run like that is a good thing when you have the work and, of course, keeping people happy and trying to do your best because auto repair, you know, it's the dentist and auto repair. Nobody likes going to either one of them. But hopefully, if you do it right, and you guys do, it's a whole lot less pain.
Yes. So we've got brakes in here. We've got BG flushes going on as we speak. We also have an interesting engine job, a top engine job, which means we pulled the heads off of this.
Right.
A customer put too much stop leak in his radiator, trying to eliminate a small leak. Yeah, Dave. And what do you think happened?
Well, I can tell you what happened. Yes. You're doing head gasket work. You're doing head gasket work. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It clogged up all of the passages. This is a 6-liter Chevrolet small block in a Hummer H2, I think it is.
Gotcha.
And we've had to take the heads off. We have to replace the radiator. And I'm sure that the heater core is on the list also.
I have not recommended a stop leak product for your cooling system since 1977.
Yeah, you know, back then, a little bit of that stuff was a temporary fix. But when you start dumping it in quantity in your cooling system, you're going to have problems down the road.
Absolutely.
And they're going to show up as a clogged up heater core. In this case, it went further, a clogged up radiator, and then clogged up passages in the water jacket of the block.
Yep.
And let me tell you, Dave, it looks like granular sugar or salt. We know it isn't. We know it's stop leak, but it was just a mess.
Yeah, the first time you see that stuff, when it's severe like that, it just, wow. No wonder it failed. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Very good.
We're going to be redoing this engine. It'll go back together nicely, and he'll have a decent running vehicle, running cool like it should be from here on out.
Right.
So just wanted to spread that little message out there. You know, too much of a good thing is not a good thing. Stop leak, as you said, we generally don't use that stuff anymore.
No.
But if you do find yourself having to use it in an emergency situation, don't use a lot. Just use a little bit.
Exactly.
Slow that leak down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very good.
Then you have to have that cooling system flushed very well after you have that introduced into your system.
After you fix whatever the problem was, right? And that's the best way to handle it, is the repair first if you can. But as you said, in an emergency situation, as they say, better than nothing. But you really need to get that repair done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. All right. We've got four locations to talk about. I'm hoping the build at New Market's going real well.
It is. The foundations have been poured.
Great.
We have a good schedule going on with the construction company. It's full steam ahead now. The sewer and water lines have been hooked up. So it looks like we are on task, and hopefully before the end of the year, we'll have a fifth Dynamic Automotive.
Fantastic. That sounds great. Well, let's talk about the four you got right now.
Well, if you need service or repair in the Liberty Town location, please give us a call here at 301-694-6250. We're located at 11931 Main Street in Liberty Town. Our hours of operation are 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 on Saturday. Now, the New Market location has the same hours of operation as well, and so does the Urbana location. New Market, if you need repairs done in that area, please call my partner Lee or Sarah, our location manager, at 301-694-5460. They will be happy to help you out with your repairs or service. Our largest location is in Urbana, right off of Route 270 at 8824 Urbana Church Road. That location does boast a 4-bay quick lube facility, a 9-bay repair shop, and a 60-foot soft cloth car wash that Mike Lambert, the extreme detailer, swears by.
Which a lot of them he swears at. So that's good.
Huh? You know?
A lot of them he swears at. So swearing by is good.
Yeah, yeah. Their phone number there is 301-874-8833. And our fourth location, which is right off of 15 in Frederick at 11 Bike Court, their phone number is 301-662-3300. Their hours of operation are 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. And you'll talk to Big Bobby Allen at that location. He is specializing in modifying Jeeps. He can put a lift kit, wheels, tires, oversized wheels and tires, I should say, on your Jeep. And just as a note, I want to tell everyone that if they mention Dave Serio or this show, you ought to know, you'll get 10% off on parts and labor for whatever service or repairs you get performed at any one of our locations. Just mention Dave Serio or the show. You ought to know.
Yeah, one of my customers, one of my listeners called me up, and he said he tried that a couple weeks ago. He said he waited to the very last moment, thinking that, you know, you guys were going to probably overcharge them or something like that, and then give the 10% off. You know, some people think that, you know, the conspiracy kind of people. But you guys don't do that. You do. And then he said he waited to the very last minute, and he goes, oh, by the way, I listened to that show on WFMD. You ought to know. And he goes, oh, okay. And you guys gave him 10% off, and he went, he couldn't believe it. He said, that's great. So it is true. They don't play any games with you there. They are interested in helping out the listeners here on the show, and all you've got to do is mention my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show You Ought to Know. 10% parts and labor right off the top. It's a good deal.
Yes, sir, and we're happy to give that discount, and we want to know if you listen to You Ought to Know and Dave Serio. Definitely, Dave.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, thank you so much, Jose. We appreciate you being with us today and look forward to talking to you, hopefully you and Todd, next week. But thanks for being with us, and have yourself a blessed week, okay?
Always my pleasure, my friend, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jose.
Thank you.
All right, Jose from Dynamic Automotive. We also want to thank Wassler Tire and Auto in the actually Westminster area is the zip code, but it's Taylorsville on routes 26 and 27. Keep them in mind for quality repair. We thank you for listening and hope that you will join us next week for a live program next Saturday morning. I'm Dave Serio. You've been listening to You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Buy you a house, well, I would buy you a house. And if I